Cliff College is an evangelical learning community rooted in God's Word and Spirit for the purpose of equipping God's people for practical ministry and cutting-edge missional engagement.
For more than 100 years, we have trained people for mission and evangelism and have seen our students go on to do extraordinary work for the kingdom of God. In this podcast, we'll be hearing some of their stories and finding out what insights they have to share about their ministries and the communities they serve.
Welcome to Ministry Roadmaps, a podcast from Cliff College. Welcome to Ministry Roadmaps, a podcast of Cliff College. I'm here again with my colleague, Ali. Hello.
Hi, Ash. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah, also well.
And guys, you join us on our Trek Week. So this is a podcast taken on Trek Week. Where are we finding ourselves this week, Ali?
We are in Cornwall.
Walking Ash. The coastal paths. Well, you've only joined us for a day.
I just made it for, it's a long way to come for a day.
It is. You should have come for the whole time. You've missed out on 30 odd miles of walking.
I know. And I'm sorry, not sorry about that. But I'm very happy to be here now.
My feet are in pain.
How are your feet, Ash?
Well, we won't talk about that right now. I could. Thankfully, this is audio and not visual. Otherwise, I would have taken my shoes off and shown you.
Yes, and we're glad. It's not smell-o-vision as well.
Exactly, and all of that. And although we have had some beautiful smells this week. Pasties.
Do you love a pasty, Ash?
I love a good pasty.
How many have you had?
I daren't even admit that information. Do you love a good pasty?
I am not the biggest fan of pasties.
Whoa. We're in Cornwall and you are admitting you're not the biggest fan of pasties.
I know.
Why?
Well,
why?
So I don't like the way they bulk them out with swede or turnip. I don't like.
It's not. Okay.
I've never had one without that.
Well, no, they are, that is in there, but you've got the whole other flavours of good steak. And
well, maybe today I will happen upon the authentic Cornish pasty.
Have you not had an authentic
and be converted?
One?
Well, I mean, ginsters are my sort of... I don't think I've had a really good one, no.
That really... Okay. Sorry, anybody from Cornwall that is listening into this podcast, I apologise for my colleague, Ali
Now,
McKenzie.
If you talk to me about scones, I can get on board with scones.
Is it a scone or a scone?
Northern Ireland, it's scones.
Okay, we'll go with scone. And, of course, down here in Cornwall, there's a particular way you have those scones.
Yes. Now, I can't remember which is which. Can you?
Yes, I absolutely can, because Cornwall get it absolutely right.
So the way I would do it,
yes.
Not knowing
yes.
if it's right or not.
I'll tell you if it's right.
I would put cream on first and then jam.
You've just gone. Everyone in Cornwall has just switched off.
Am I Devon?
You've got it all wrong. You are correct.
Oh.
Cornwall would always be jam. And then, otherwise, how do you spread jam on top of cream?
Well, you place jam.
No, you don't
on
place
top
jam.
Of
but you otherwise, you get a clump of jam.
But you get smeary cream then if you put cream on top
no,
of jam.
No, you don't. You don't. You spread the jam on your scone, then you get jam infused through every bite of the scone.
How has your sconage been this week, Ash?
Like the pasties, I wouldn't like to admit.
Okay.
I always thought walking on Trek I would lose weight.
No.
Not in Cornwall.
Well, I believe you've been fed very well this week
all
as
good,
well.
All good. Anyway, we're not here to talk about pasties or scones or
Trek.
My feet. But we are on Trek and we are going to meet some guests who've been walking with us and hearing some of their stories.
Yeah.
Just over the... We've been doing this kind of podcast for a little while. What have been some of your highlights, Ali?
Well, gosh... I have really enjoyed hearing people make the connections between their time at Cliff and where God has taken them. And I've really enjoyed hearing them reminisce about some of the stories that it's as if our current students could share those same stories now, but in a slightly different way, maybe. So those sort of themes. And then some of them, I mean, I think about... Oh, think about the hairdresser. He was a Marine. And, you know, I think about the lifeguarding and I think about the DJing and, well, just a really colourful bunch of individuals and stories that God has used creatively for his good. But you can see the uniqueness of each of them. I think I've really enjoyed that.
Yeah. And what's inspired me, actually, as we've had the conversations, is the springboard from Cliff out into such a variety of places, communities, experiences that we train here, but we can't predict where our guys are going to end up. And to see that and to hear that and to hear those stories has been inspirational.
Yeah, and that's something we're not always aware of when we're at the sort of cool edge of delivering education.
No.
So it's really lovely to hear some of those stories. And in fact, the likes of Darren or Barry, I went home those days and talked to my, you know, my family at tea time, and my 15-year-old wanted to read Barry's biography and couldn't put it down and was full of talk about that. And then he was fascinated about Darren being the Green Beret, you know, managing to get that at his age. And so it's actually really started some really good conversations around the tea table for us, which has been lovely too.
So if you're listening and you haven't yet been back over those podcasts, do go back and have a listen to all the conversations, because they've been amazing and inspirational. And it is, what's exciting is that I know the students we currently teach and the students we've been walking with this week and stories we've been hearing will have those stories ahead of them. And that's really exciting.
Yeah, that's a real thrill. And takes us really nicely back to our title, doesn't it? Like Ministry Roadmaps. Yeah. We're here for this snapshot of their map, but we know the map is big. And it will be surprising where they go.
This is our Trek Week. It is a roadmap, literally. We've been walking. We've been sharing in conversation. We've been sharing in evangelism and mission and worshipping with local church. A great week. But let's hear some of the stories of those who've walked with us, and particularly focusing on ministry.
Let's go to an ad.
Cliff College Festival is a weekend where people of all ages encounter God together through worship, teaching and fellowship. Join us from the 24th to the 27th of May 2024 as we explore our theme, Rerooted, Making Peace on the Journey. With Bible studies from author and pastor Matt Majofsky, worship from Matt Beckingham and Our Atlantic Roots, as well as seminars, performances, youth and children's venues and activities across the festival site. We really do have something for everyone. Book online at cliffcollege.ac.uk/festival.
I'm having some conversation with a few of the guests who've been with us on Trek this week. And one of the really important guys on Trek this week is Reverend Paul Davis. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Ashley.
Are you all right?
I'm well, yes.
How are your feet today?
They're a bit stiff, a bit muddy, but there we go.
We've walked about 12 miles, I think, but they've been very muddy today. It's been a very, very muddy trek. Paul, you've been on Trek every year with us.
I have indeed. It's been great.
When we kind of tried to reimagine Trek for the kind of context we now find ourselves in, you were the chair of district in Lancashire at that point, and you welcomed us in.
Tell us
a little bit about what Trek meant to you at that point and the impact on you or the district or the churches as well.
For me, it was really something very special, because I love walking. And I must confess that one of the things I enjoy doing as a relaxation is to walk. So when I got the opportunity to walk with you and with others, it was the opportunity of saying to people, what are the places in Lancashire that actually have a chance of saying something about what the Christian faith is doing in Lancashire? So that's why I chose the places. And we didn't have much mud, but we had...
I don't think we had any mud in that first year.
No, I was quite clear we had no mud. I must confess, I wasn't always truthful about the miles we covered.
No, can I just remind you, on the very last day, when I was really kind of wondering why the heck I'd kind of reimagined Trek, you said it was only going to be 10 miles. How many miles was that last day?
14.9.
Yeah, thank you.
It was a long walk, but it was flat.
It was flat. It was a great walk.
Yeah, we're in Cornwall today. It's not flat here.
And we ended up at Morecambe.
We did. For me, one of the most wonderful things was actually when we got to Morecambe.
Yeah.
Because one of the supernumeraries of that circuit, Ted Pullen, sadly now promoted to glory, was really glad to be with us. He came, hobbled onto the stone jetty, and would have spoken for an hour and a half, if you'd let him, about his experience of being a trekker. And there was a sense of, it's not the hairs on the back of my neck standing up, but there's a sense of my heart where there's a burning desire to bring the joyful news. That's a great Cliff saying, isn't it?
It is.
To bring the joyful news wherever we've gone. I'd always walked in Lancashire round the churches once every May time. So it had been a walk, we'd done, and we listened to what was going on in the churches. Mm. And that's what you do. And I think it's great to bring Cliff out. We often come to Cliff.
Yeah.
I've been to festival, others too. But the great thing is bringing Cliff out to share the good news. And I think it had an effect upon those churches. Mm. And it certainly had an effect upon me. And that's what's made me wanted to come last year and this year in retirement. So I've come the 350 miles down from Lancashire.
It's been a long way down, hasn't it?
A long way down. And I've enjoyed today. Today's been really good. One of the things I've found is to be able to walk with the students and to listen to their stories and hopefully give them encouragement and hopefully tell some of our stories. And Elizabeth and I have walked together today with the Cliff team. Have been great to just have those different conversations. Yeah. I've realised I've not spoken to everybody yet. There's a few more days. I'm hoping to get some more conversations and just to see what God is doing in young people's lives now. I've retired, so I'm the one at the other end of the whole spectrum. But it's lovely to see what's taking place with young people's lives. And I want to be a minister who can encourage people, even though I'm not in the active work, even though some of the ways in which doing things are not what I was taught with in the 1980s. But there's certainly things that are taking place now where surely the message we need to send is as more important even than ever to bring the good news, the joyful news to people. So for me, as long as I can walk, I will be coming to Cliff Trek, wherever you go, just to be able to share and to listen. And then I can't walk. Please can I kill stum at the evening, you know, just to come for the evening celebrations. But for as long as I can walk, I want to do this because we're walking in a tradition of the trekkers who went out to take the good news.
Yeah.
And they had a tough time. Mm. They certainly didn't have the material we have to protect us from rain. They certainly didn't have the things you could put on your feet to protect you from blisters. But they felt that was what was necessary then. Mm. What was necessary then was right for that time. What we do now is right for our time. And I think the chance of the young people, your gap year people, just to talk to people, well, that's just wonderful to see. And you know, if there are lives touched, we had three people walking with us today.
We did.
Young people. I don't know how they joined us, how they found
us. They found the trek online.
On the line?
Yeah. They literally found it online and have walked with us. No faith backgrounds. But they're just walking and talking and sharing and questioning, and we're sharing relationship together. Incredible.
It was fascinating. Yeah. I mean, I spent half the last 3 miles talking with one of them about how churches have changed and what we're trying to do now. Yeah. And I think, gosh, that's a gift,
yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolute gift. Where do we get that in normal time? So for me, yes, this is something that is special and we want it to be special. So Elizabeth and I made the journey. We've come. We'll be with you as long as we can. And when we can't be with you, we'll be praying for you.
Paul, thank you so much for your encouragement. Thank you for the welcome initially in Lancashire. Thank you for the encouragement of keeping walking with us, and pray God's blessing on you. Thank you so much. Great. So I'm now with Ralph Ward. Hi, Ralph.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yeah, absolutely fine. Thank you.
Great. Ralph is, let me get this right, you're the superintendent minister?
Circuit superintendent
of which? West Cornwall Circuit.
Yeah.
Very excited. That sounds like you're kind of far out on the edge.
We are right the sharp end. So we're surrounded by sea on like every side.
Every side.
Apart from like one. It's weird. And like I'm in my third year now here, and I'd never really been this far west before. So, and we always said, me and my wife in ministry, we said, we'll never go to Cornwall because they're too mad. And here we are, about as far
down. And are they
mad? Oh, they are mad, but in a wonderful way.
In a wonderful way. Let me just ask you about that.
Yeah.
Because tonight we've walked today, some of us, from a place called Porthleven.
Yeah.
to Mount Zion, and then worshipping tonight here at Penzance, at Central Methodist Church in
Chapel Street,
Methodist Church, Penzance. It's been a great evening. Yeah. Ralph, this is one of your churches.
It is.
You've offered hospitality to the Trekkers today. Just talk us through how you've engaged and how that's been for you.
Well, it's been fun, more fun for me because I'm following you around all week. Because I'm sort of helping to lead the worship. So there's a real blessing for me straight away in going to different churches in different circuits down here. But also, you know, just getting to know some of your students, which has already become a very enriching experience only in 24 hours. So that's been really cool. I've got to be honest. It's nice to have some young people about because we haven't got many in this church. And obviously, we'd love to have them. Mm. And for most of my life, I've worked with young people. But this is the first point where we haven't really got many at all. So what was really awesome for all of us, I think, the Chapel Street people, was hearing all the students singing in the worship, really going for it. That's really blessed us.
Good.
So I hope they're feeling blessed by being here. You know, I mean, you've had a lovely sunny day today for walking.
My face is feeling a bit red, if I'm honest.
No, it's stunning round here.
It is.
And the people are absolutely wonderful. Once you get the idea of it, it's like, I said it earlier on in the celebration, it's like no one tells people down here what to do because they just don't do it. They're likely to do the opposite. And they have a saying, they say, you can ask a Cornishman to do something, but don't try telling him because he won't do it. Or you can what is it? Oh, I can't remember the bit. Something like you can lead a Cornishman, but you can't drive a Cornishman. something like that. But they've got this fiercely independent spirit, which, I mean, people who know me from back along, which is a bit of a Cornish thing, they'll know that I'm a bit out there as well, really, for a minister. So it kind of really suits me, the free-spirited sort of attitude that they have. And I really like it. So
one thing I've been really struck by over the last few days is the number of people around Cornwall who have a connection to Cliff College.
I was really surprised.
Last night particularly.
In Helston.
In Helston.
Yes.
Nearly half the congregation at least had been to Cliff.
Yeah.
And then more had known of Cliff or been affected by Cliff.
Yeah.
Particularly. And hearing the stories of encounters with Cliff and their lives being shaped and transformed by their encounter with Cliff was just incredible.
Yeah.
Actually. And so to reconnect Cliff. And for our students, actually, really important to hear those stories of how over the generations, Cliff has actually had such an incredible impact.
Yes.
And they now stand in that story. They're part of that story. Yeah. And I want them to go on to tell that story and to now to shape that for the future. So in generations to come, they're looking back on this generation and the students of Cliff engaging, which is why we're out and about in Cornwall reconnecting and connecting with Methodist people and just encouraging folk in the faith.
Well, Cliff has been a major part of my Christian walk because before I was a minister, I was a full-time Christian musician and I used to tour around do all sorts of stuff and
I think I told you when we first met I still have your tape.
Have you really?
There's zero option.
Tape, that says
I do. Exactly, yeah. I still have the tape.
I made a vinyl record.
Did
once.
You?
Yeah. And then it all went CD but I've still got it. So massive, absolutely massive and it just closed on it. My eldest daughter is a Christian. She works as a children's worker on Jersey, which is a small island. But in actual fact, the landmass of West Cornwall is smaller than that. Mm. And it's joined at such a tiny little neck, you know, between where you're going to be tomorrow, Hale, and down to like wherever it is, Marazion. Between Hale and Marazion, it's hardly any sort of joiny bit. So it's things are different. It's a lot more old-fashioned. People are very conservative in their faith. Which is not a bad thing. It just seems like, and I encourage them with this all the time, it's kind of like upcountry, you know, so many sort of things have happened in society that distances people from one another. Down here, it doesn't seem to have touched them. They're still like they're in the 1950s in some ways. I mean, in the good ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know, you go on YouTube and you can see old cine films of everywhere, can't you? You know, such and such, wherever you happen to live. Bakewell, 1955. And you look at these, Penzance, 1955. And you look at it and you go, it's exactly the same. The only thing that's changed is the cars. And I would say the clothes, but the clothes haven't really changed. They're pretty much the same as they were then, you know. So it's all like, everybody looks like a fisherman. Everybody wears these funny little woolly hats and stuff like that. So, it's awesome.
Ralph, it's been a joy to work with you this week. It's been a joy to be here. We will continue to pray for you because you talked about tonight in the celebration the toughness of location in terms of faith.
Yeah.
Just unpack that just really briefly for me.
Simply because it's a very, very rural area. I mean, it is where Cliff is, obviously, but these are tiny little villages, hamlets, little more than hamlets, that are spread around. And they've all historically had their own little chapel. And a lot of them now have only got half a dozen people, a dozen people, who are still faithfully meeting there. And it's just like, you can't carry on like that. You've got to try and get people together. And where we're sitting now in Chapel Street, it's a big venue. It's actually a growing church.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm just trying to encourage people to treat this as a bit of a hub. But in order to do that, you're having to change generations of people who's like, oh, I don't go there, I go here. So it's the challenge of that, really. And in Methodism, you can get so caught up in all of that that you're not talking about Jesus anymore. So, you know, I mean, I'm firmly on, you know, talk about Jesus and you let the Lord sort it all. Because the Lord has got a plan. It's just that his plans are often radical, as you know, and they're not always the easy way and they're not always what we would choose. But the challenge is you either go with it or you cease to be.
Yeah, or you die.
And that would be a tragedy. So that's the challenge that we're facing.
Quite like that, Ralph, that image of the radical call of Jesus.
Yeah.
And if you don't go with it,
it's all about Jesus, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And we've been really keen to remind people on our journeys this week that it's about Jesus.
Well, that's why you're here, isn't it?
Yeah, to remind people of Jesus.
It's a great pleasure to have you doing that. I mean, it will have encouraged people hugely tonight.
So thank you for your welcome. Thank you for the hospitality.
No bother.
Thank you for worshiping with us. God bless you, Ralph. Thank you.
God bless, mate.
So our third conversation, we've heard from Paul, who's been on every trek. We've heard from Ralph, who's been one of our hospitality places and was with us this week. And I've got a student also with me, Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Ben is a third-year student, so you're literally just finishing your degree
with us. Yeah, I leave in May and then should hopefully graduate in November.
I think we're fairly confident you're going to graduate at this point. I think something would need to go terribly wrong for you not to graduate, so I don't think that's going to happen. But you've been at Cliff for 3 years, but this is your first time on the trek with us.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us just a little bit about how you found this week, Ben, so far.
I think it's been amazing, though... I'm not a walker often. I do like walking. It has just been an amazing time of seeing God's creation and meeting with God's people and just growing as the Cliff College community. I've just found it such a spiritually uplifting thing. It's been great.
How have you found the walking?
Oh, so hard. Really
today
hard.
Today particularly.
Especially today. I've tried to stay positive, though.
It has been, for those who are listening. I think we've said this a couple of times in our conversations. Mm. Today has been a particularly muddy day.
Yeah, definitely.
But have there been moments when you've looked out and gone, this is amazing?
Oh, yeah. The first time I saw the sea, as we were walking on this trail today, I just thought, wow, isn't the God who made something so big so much bigger than this? And no matter what, we can always trust in him.
Great. So what are your hopes for the next couple of days?
Yeah, just to sort of carry on growing and connect with God a bit more. But also just to see what God's been doing in Cornwall, because he's been up to quite a lot, actually.
Yeah. We've been meeting lots of local people, particularly local churches, and hearing some of the stories of their faithfulness. Anything inspired you in that?
Just sort of the perseverance and how by faith they've just carried on pushing.
Yeah.
And how they've just trusted on the Lord to keep them and to hold them as they continue to work for his kingdom.
Ben, it's been great to have you walking with us this week. I hope over the next few days that we have a great few days together. I just want to ask you, of course, we've just talked about this is your final year at Cliff and you're about to leave.
Yeah.
As one of our current students, we've talked with about a lot of our history over these last few days.
Mm.
But I just wanted to talk about, as one of our current students, what has been what have been some of the positive experiences for you in your time at Cliff College?
Loads of really positive experiences. I think the biggest positive experience for me in first year, and I mean other years as well, but I'll focus on first year, is connecting with Cliff Year. they kind of adopted me in first year and made me an honorary Cliff year. And so, though I'm coming to the end of my degree, I do look back and think, I was so blessed by the Cliff year, and if things had been different, I would have done that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Cliff year, for those listening, is our gap year program. It's not an academic program.
Yeah.
It's kind of a group of people who live in community with us. Mm. So they adopted you and made
did.
You an honorary member of their little gap year group. Yeah. That's great. Anything? Have you learned anything about you or God in the time at Cliff?
Yeah, so much. I've learned that, for me, I've learned that, I'm going to be honest, I was a bit of a Pharisee when I first came to Cliff. Not massively, but I was a bit sort of cut and dry and a bit too abrasive, and I still am a bit, but I think I've learned a lot more about the gentleness of God and how you don't always need to jump straight to an answer, but also you can sit still with things and ask the Lord to guide you. And
one of the things I've been really impressed with you, Ben, over the years, I don't think I've ever said this to you, is the way that you will, yes, you have an opinion, you have a strong opinion at times, but you've often come and had conversations with me and with others just to try and think why people think differently, and that helps you think about
massively,
where you stand.
Yeah.
So that's not about you changing your opinion, but you do want to understand why people think and may think differently to you. And I've been really impressed with the way, even when it's been a radically different opinion, that you've been willing to engage in that conversation and not just cast somebody aside because they think differently to you.
Definitely.
And as we get out into life and into church, there'll be people who think differently. And I've been really impressed with that. So
Cliff has definitely helped me with that. Definitely.
Great. Ben, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the next few days of trek.
Thank you
very
much.
I don't think it's going to be as muddy in the days ahead.
Good.
I want to pray God's blessing on you as well, Ben. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless you.
It's been really great to listen to those three conversations, and what different conversations and what different content and different journeys those people have been on, Ash.
I think that's been one of the keys for me for the whole series. The variety of story has been incredible. Mm. And even a microcosm of this week, we see that variety of story kind of played out around us. Just incredible how God uniquely calls and uniquely sends. But we've reached the end.
We've reached the end.
This is the end of our six-week journey.
It's been a real pleasure and privilege, hasn't it, to listen in?
It's been a pleasure to work with you, Ali, more than anything else.
It's always a always good to work with me, Ash.
It's been quite unique, really, and just to have those folk in the room with us and just to hear story. I just wonder, as we conclude this kind of series, really, what's been a standout for you? Maybe it's something that's gone across.
Yeah.
All the series.
Well, I think, you touched on it there. You said something about the uniqueness, about the way God calls us. And I think that we've really seen that in our different storytellers, really, that they're all so unique, all so differently gifted and differently called as well. And, God has taken them to places that really, I wouldn't fancy going, or I wouldn't be right for those places. But they were sort of gloriously used.
You don't want me cutting your hair then?
I do not want you cutting my hair.
Okay.
I want you jumping into a pool to save me.
If you were dying, I would jump into the pool to save you.
And that would be acceptable.
Okay. I'll share mine, I think, then. Thank you for taking us down that journey. In terms of unique, I think you're absolutely right. The uniqueness is the key thing that journeys right across.
Yeah.
All the stories were so different. I think one of the things I've really enjoyed, that we've kind of been sat in the room with one of our students each time, and just seeing their face light up, and also seeing them begin to make the connections between these amazing stories of people who've gone on to do incredible ministries and just be taken by God into some incredible places, to begin to see them go, actually, that's going to be my story.
Yeah.
That's God has plans for me.
Yeah, it's almost like a switch was flicked where they could see that, I could do that. Yeah. And one of the wonderful things in the stories was they were both ordinary and extraordinary.
Yeah.
So that is something that each of us actually is called into, isn't it? The ordinary, extraordinary kingdom.
And one of the great things about Cliff College itself is it is a place of where all those people meet together to be trained and equipped.
And
so it's just lovely to be a part of this place.
Yeah.
Where you get that all of those people finding their way here for such a time as this in their training and their life. And then they're going to be sent by God into the world. That's incredible. And we're a part of that journey, and we love that.
And the journey continues beyond here, doesn't it? And the map is eternal.
That's not a bad place to end, is it?
No.
Ali, thank you for sharing this journey.
Yeah, you too, Ash.
And we'll hopefully see you again soon.
Thank you for listening to Ministry Roadmaps, a podcast from Cliff College. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode. Get in touch by email at roadmaps@cliffcollege.ac.uk or find us at Cliff College on X.